Good evening, I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. One person is dead and another wounded in a shooting incident in the western interior village of Antioch. KYUK reports that Joseph Yaska, age 29, is accused of shooting a family member twice and then walking through Antioch early Sunday morning, shooting at people and buildings. State Trooper Nicholas Hayes is investigating the incident.
He definitely terrorized the people in that neighborhood. I mean, everyone was very scared and taking cover and doing whatever they can to stay safe.
Yaska is accused of shooting and killing a man as well as assaulting several other Antioch residents. An Antioch-based trooper tried to evacuate the neighborhood where the shooting was going on and apprehended Yaska, who was intoxicated. According to Hayes, they expect the family member Yaska is accused of shooting to survive, and troopers will release the name of the man who died as soon as his family is notified. Yaska faces numerous charges, including first-degree murder, attempted murder, weapons misconduct, and assault. Yaska will be arraigned in Bethel today. There is no suspected link between fires that damaged two former strip club buildings in Fairbanks. An August 20th fire heavily damaged the old Reflections building on South Cushman Street, while another blaze earlier in the month damaged the former location of the Showboat Club in West Fairbanks. A release from Fairbanks Fire Department says, based on current evidence, there are no known connections between the Reflections fire and any other recent fires. The release details the fire that heavily damaged the more than 15,000 square foot Cushman Street building, which was partially occupied by a countertop business. The department says the blaze consumed 90% of the building's roof, collapsing into the second story, which also partially gave way. Noting that it will take more time to make a final determination, the release states investigators do not suspect foul play and believe an electrical system or appliance may have started the fire. A Fairbanks man is in custody facing multiple charges after a police chase through the city on University Avenue reached speeds of more than 100 miles per hour. An Alaska State Trooper tried to stop Jason Barnaby, 46, just after 2 a.m. Sunday, according to a Trooper news release. Barnaby refused to stop and turned onto the Mitchell Expressway. Troopers deployed spike strips on the expressway, flattening all four tires on Barnaby's Corvette. The vehicle stopped shortly after being spiked. Barnaby was arrested and taken to Fairbanks Correctional Center, where he faces charges of felony failure to stop at the direction of a police officer and reckless driving. A man is dead in an apparent ATV accident on the Denali Highway. Alaska State Troopers report that the body of 50-year-old Song Her of Anchorage was found near Mile 92 Saturday. They say it appears Her was headed west when he went off the road and down an embankment. The week has started off snowy in the Brooks Range. The Alaska Department of Transportation has issued travel advisories today for slippery driving conditions along the Dalton Highway through the mountains. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Berg says snow began falling Sunday, including in Attigan Pass, where 6 to 8 inches accumulated, and more is expected.
It's probably going to snow on and off at night through maybe Thursday.
Berg attributes the snow to a persistent low-pressure system that is bringing moisture into the state for nearly 2 weeks.
What we call a long-wave trough over the state for an extended period of time now. And what that does is allow moisture to be pulled north from the Gulf and out of the southwest, out of the Bering Sea, and also allows for cold air to be drawn south over the west coast. And all of that is kind of colliding over the Brooks Range.
Berg stresses that the pattern is normal for this time of year, the wettest for interior Alaska, noting that it is driven by a seasonal shift in the jet stream. Hunters will have 2 days to bag a caribou in a state hunt along the Steese Highway and Chena Hot Springs Road. A release from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the hunt for 40-mile caribou in areas along the roads will run 48 hours beginning at 11:59 p.m. Tuesday. Hunters are expected to reach a 225-bull harvest quota for the area known as Zone 1 during the two-day window. The state hunt will remain open in three other zones. The fall quota for all zones is 750 bulls, with another 250 allocated for the winter hunt. There's also federal subsistence hunt for 40-mile caribou. For more on tonight's stories or others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I am Gary Black.